B-Pod Studios.
Force Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ramalama ding dong, rock and roll is king.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world shuts its own needs. Dummies serve your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speed grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Let the Western coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down. You're dead. Team my team reporters.
Good morning, one person listening. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. As we wonder how long they're going to make us come in here, because it's getting to be a point where we probably should not be in here.
All the schools are canceled. Most
not
of them.
Mine.
Boston Public Schools is closed.
Yeah, not new.
Not mine either.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It will be today. Like, they're going to make an announcement today. Today's the day. Today's the day everything shuts down. There's no question. I mean, NHL is going to shut down today. I guarantee you they're going to shut down. There's not going to be a March Madness. That's done. After what happened last night with the NBA, everyone's going to take a look at all this. I mean,
Sorry,
NBA.
Rich, when did they cancel Boston Public Schools?
I could have sworn I saw that yesterday, that Boston Public Schools was closed.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I saw that there was the Elliott
School. There's a school called the Elliott, and they have three campuses of the Elliott
School. Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're in the North End. Then I misread that then. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Sorry, I just didn't know. I was like, what?
No. But today, it's going to be the day. It's going to be the day that everything's going to close. There's no question. After what happened yesterday, and after all of these major cities saying that there can't be gatherings of more than several, like 100 people, there's no question that it's gotten to that point where it's all going to, society just has to have a 2-week timeout, and it's going to be that. It's going to end up being where everyone just needs to, everything is going to basically go away for 2 weeks. And I think that's the right thing to do. And I think that you're going to see more major moves to keep people from interacting with each other for about 14 days.
You still going on your trip?
No. That's done and over with. No way. No, after yesterday, you can't do that. And you can't put like I don't want people to have to like work. You know, like I don't want to go to like. I feel bad for the people who are working for the airline industries and having to be around tons of people. I feel people who have to work at hotels and have to cater to people who are going on vacations. You know, this is a time where the only way you're going to stop this thing is that if everyone just goes away for 14 days, and we've seen it work in other countries, and it's gotten to the point where it's amazing too, is that you see all these, you know, people who are testing positive, but we'll get into all the NBA stuff. Dude, there's no tests out there. So think of how many people are actually infected right now. And the reason that a guy like Tom Hanks, you found out he was in Australia where you can get a test. Like, I mean, if you want to get a test right now, I don't think you could just go and get one. And how insane is that? In this country, you can't just get a test?
Let's get tests so we don't have to go to
Well, I mean, you can just not go to work. I mean, that's something I think that everyone's been pretty clear about. But just watch, today's the day where everything shuts down. Because all the colleges shut down yesterday. I mean, but almost all of them. You're not going in. I mean, students are being told they have to leave by a certain date. You know, they're being forced to move out of their dorms, their campuses. So just watch. This is the one where the dominoes fall. This is where you're going to end up having all these, you know, every sports organization, everything's going to be shut down. You know, I know yesterday they announced that the NCAA, it's going to be played in front of nobody. That's not going to be played. I guarantee you by the end of the day today, the NBA, once that dam broke, because you saw what happened. One person gets sick, every team has to be quarantined. And that's what's happening right now. And you can't afford that. Think of how many players, how many coaches right now are involved in the, how many refs are involved in the NCAA tournament. One of those people gets sick and all of those people have to be quarantined so that you just, you're not going to be able to have a tournament. Now, whether you reschedule it or whether it just it gets postponed for months, you know, the logistics are something that I don't think many people have been able to think about yet, but the right thing to do is just shut everything down for 2 weeks.
Including the show?
No, because we can do it remotely.
So you're in favor of doing it remotely?
Yeah, yeah. I could do it remotely. I would, because...
In a car that drives around somewhere? We're in a van down by the river? It's like, oh, we're safe.
Now, the only thing I don't know if they figured out is, you know, we can do it remotely, but there's got to be someone running
There are those of us who do not have our remote devices.
But that's weird that they can't figure out a way that someone can, run the board remotely. That's got to be something you should be able to do, don't you think?
I have no idea. I mean, you could put a guy in a hazmat suit and have him run the board, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I would not want that. I mean, that's not. Yeah, you can't do that.
If you have a hazmat suit on, I mean, you're not going to get sick.
Well, I mean, who's going to do that? Like, who are you going to ask to do that?
Some youngster wants to break into the business.
That's right. Wants to make a name for themselves.
All right. So when are we making the? Because I take it. Are you taking time off next week?
It depends. I'll probably take a few days off next week, but I'll more than likely be on for some of it remotely, not from here.
Okay, so we're agreeing that we're going to do it remotely.
Yeah. I mean, as long as I can get my remote, then yeah. I mean, I'd be remote today if I had my remote. There's no reason to come in if you don't have to. If you're somebody who can work from home right now, if you have the ability to do it, do not go in. Don't go into work. If you can do the same work at home, there's no reason to go in because you only have the risk of getting infected or getting somebody else infected.
So you think I should go home and do it remotely?
I mean, if you're able to, I think that, I mean, you're already in now, but yeah, I mean, if you did, I don't think it would be, I think if that, if
would you, it make you feel better?
No. It's not about that. I just think that as a society right now, we need to be thinking about that. Like not being around other people right now. Everybody do the social distancing because that's the only thing that works.
I'm more than happy to go home and do it remotely. More than happy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
I mean, don't you agree that if you can do your work at home right now,
sure.
Whatever job you have, you should do it at home?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, if it's going to help. I have no problem with that.
We should, and I know you. I think you might have already, John. But later on in the show at 9 o'clock, we've got Danny Ainge.
We do not
scheduled.
Have Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge canceled this.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, but someone that I do want to see if we could speak with is Sean Grandy.
I've already reached out, but again, it's an hour earlier there, and you know, they're not expected to fly home until later this morning. So when he wakes up, hopefully, we can get in touch with him.
Because from what I'm hearing right now, the team is quarantined. The Celtics, there was a report that came out last night that they are quarantined.
Now, could they still fly back?
No. Well, I don't think so. Because I know that the Utah Jazz, there was a talk about them having to take buses back home. And that's how many hours? Like 17 hours or something crazy like
that?
But
if you have a private plane, couldn't you just get in the private plane?
All I know is the report that the Jazz can't fly back. And they probably have a private plane, too.
The NBA is strange. They have 10 or 11 of these jets that serviced all of the teams.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? It's not the Celtics don't own a plane.
Oh,
it's
I didn't know that.
Well, that's logistically, you know, it's a plane that's used by others. So it's not as though
You know, they have complete control over it.
All right, so Rich and I are going to... We're working from home next week.
I mean, I'm going to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. Everyone should. If you can work from home, you should. You shouldn't...
Well, I can't.
I can't. Got to be here.
I don't know. There's a couple... I think we got a couple remotes.
Do we?
Yeah.
All right.
Couple remotes, a lot of people. You better get one now.
Yeah.
Because I'm all for that. That means you can get up at like 5:58.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Everyone should do that. If you can do it. There's a lot of people obviously can't do that.
All right.
I mean, don't you agree?
Hell yeah. I'm taking tomorrow off.
Dude, it's not gonna be as fun as you think. Like being at home for that long with your family.
No, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to leave at least once. I mean, there's going to be a time where you have to leave. I mean, I have four people in my house. I can't, you know, there's going to be a time where I have to go out. But
you're not quarantined, though, if you work from home. You're not.
No.
Okay.
No, you're.
You know, there's no I'm saying there's no restrictions on you from leaving the house if you are home. You're just actually going to be working from home.
Right. And so the idea would be that I'm protecting the people that live that work here.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
John appreciates it. When the Twitch feed is just going to be John next week.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what's going to happen.
There's no selfishness at all. It's just, yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We can talk about all of this. As this is a very odd circumstance, obviously, for everyone. I, myself, have not ever been through a pandemic. So, learning as we go.
What happened last night in the NBA is just something out of a horror movie. That was the weirdest setup. The way that things unfolded, and we'll get into it with that Jazz-Oklahoma City game. I mean, the theater of it, of how it all went down, was unbelievable. And we still, there's updates now on what's happening with all those teams and the repercussions, that the ripple effect of, you know, how it affects people in Boston, how it affects the entire league, how it affects the other league. You couldn't have thought of a more dramatic way to start the shutting down of American sports than what you saw last night at that game.
Yeah, I went to bed early last night, and my wife had a note on the door saying the NBA has been canceled.
So you didn't see the president or anything last night?
No, but I'm reading he did a bang-up job. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Tutcher and Rich. 98.5 Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tutcher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not.
Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Tutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
It was like a scene out of a movie that ultimately ended the NBA season.
We're not really sure here, folks. We're going to get some information for you as soon as we can find out. But clearly, game right now is a little bit of a delay.
So both head coaches have gone back. And you see the teams heading back to the locker room. The officials now going over to the scores table. And so it appears that we are going to wait for the announcement as the officials are giving it to the PA announcer Mario Nani here inside the arena.
Delay, looking for lead confirmation to start the game.
So just moments before the tip-off of the Utah Jazz-Oklahoma City Thunder game in OKC, the players were suddenly taken off the floor and told to go back to their locker rooms immediately after an employee had run onto the floor and told something to the officials. What happened after that was pretty unsettling.
And fans, due to unforeseen circumstances, the game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
All right. Usually when someone in a movie says...
We are all safe.
It's usually the part in the movie when you are not safe.
All is well.
Yeah, all is well. Nothing to see here. Stop at the gift shop on the way out. What we learned is that the man who ran onto the court just before tip-off was doing so to tell the refs that at that moment they had just found out that Utah's Rudy Gobert had tested positive for the coronavirus. Yes, the same Rudy Gobert who just days ago mocked the coronavirus by rubbing his hands against the reporters' microphones as if to say this was all a hoax. The same Rudy Gobert that just days ago here at the TD Garden reportedly went to dinner with Vincent Poirier. What a piece of human garbage. Rubbing that video now of him rubbing his hands all over the microphones, I mean, that's everywhere. So Gobert apparently showed no symptoms up until Tuesday night. He was in contact with his teammates all the way up until Wednesday afternoon. According to the Jazz, Gobert tested negative for the flu on Wednesday morning. He also tested negative for strep throat and an upper respiratory infection. His symptoms, they then diminished over the course of the day. But as a precautionary measure, the decision was made to test for the coronavirus. And that's what you saw there. They got the results back just before tip-off. Now, apparently, he was at shoot-around and felt strong. He said good enough to play. Yet they kept him back. I think it was at a hotel room, but they're saying away from the arena at that moment of the tip-off. But that's, I mean, it's like out of a movie. They get the test right before tip-off. The guy runs in and goes, we cannot play this game. Everyone ends up leaving. Moments later, the NBA season was postponed. Here is Jackie McMullen on the end of the season and what she knows about the situation.
This is the worst-case scenario for the NBA. Their biggest concern was one of the players testing positive. And if that happened, we had all been told that it was going to have to be shut down, and you can understand why. So the question is, where did Rudy Gobert get it? How long has he been infected? There were however many thousand people at TD Garden last Friday. The Utah Jazz played in that building. I was there. I'm sure some of your colleagues were there. I was at the MIT Sloan Analytics Conference. I think half the journalists that were at that conference were at that game Friday night interacting with the Utah Jazz players and with Rudy Gobert and others. So, you know, it has far-reaching tentacles, and this was the one thing the NBA was hoping to avoid.
So the players outside of Rudy Gobert, who was being treated at a Utah hospital, they stayed in their locker rooms for most of the night. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard an update yet, but as of late yesterday, the players weren't permitted to fly back home, and they were exploring getting charter buses to get them back to Utah. John, I'm not quite sure if you've heard anything on that yet, but that was as of about like 12:30, 1 in the morning. So, but I'll check on that in just a moment. But on top of that, Adrian Wojnarowski says what's going to happen now to these players and the people who did interact with Rudy Gobert is this.
Teams told me really in recent days and reaffirmed tonight that they were told that if a player tested positive for the coronavirus, that it would be essentially a 2-week self-quarantine process for that player. And so that's the, you know, that 12-14 day window was what teams were told to expect, that a player would not be allowed to be around any of his teammates, the organization, if he tested positive.
On top of that, ESPN is reporting that the Celtics are one of five teams, obviously, that the Jazz played the past 10 days, and they have been told to self-quarantine. The other teams are the Cavaliers, the Knicks, the Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors. Chris Mannix from Yahoo Sports and NBC Sports Boston also reported yesterday that there's not a lot of optimism amongst NBA owners that the season is going to resume at all. Here is Chris Mannix.
The people I've talked to tonight, they don't have any idea how long this is going to last. And if I had to characterize it any way, there is not a lot of optimism that this season is going to be able to be resumed. There's more of a sense that, and they're getting this from their own medical experts, that there's a real possibility that this gets worse countrywide before it gets better. And if it continues to get worse, they're not going to come back and play in front of empty arenas. Now that they pulled the pin on the nuclear option, I do not believe, based on my conversation, they're going to come back and say, all right, we're going to play games in empty arenas, smaller venues, just to get the TV games on the air.
So the suspension was to take place after last night's game. And I don't know if you've seen the video yet, but Mark Cuban courtside was watching his Dallas Mavericks play. And you can see him in real time looking out his phone and finding out that the NBA season was suspended. And then immediately after that, somebody from, I think it was ESPN.
Yeah, it was ESPN.
Walked up. It was Tom Rinaldi. That's right. He didn't speak in a very super reverential tone.
Actually,
about
had
the
to
Masters.
Be loud because
that's right.
He was in a crowd.
It was weird hearing him actually have to raise his voice. But he walked over to Mark Cuban and got his instant reaction after he had found out for the first time that the season had been suspended.
First reaction and thought when you learn that the season's been suspended.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
When you woke up this morning, knowing everything you did, knowing that the call was going to happen with the Board of Governors, what did you expect from today and some of the steps next?
I didn't have any expectations, really. I mean, the thing about it is, I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to try to be an expert. And the NBA, our plan here was to defer to the NBA. I mean, they have people who specialize in this, and they're talking to the CDC, the health organization, HHS. So I don't want to pretend and try to fake it, you know. So we were just going to defer to the NBA.
How do you assess the decision?
I mean, I trust Adam. I mean, you know what? It's really not about basketball or money. I mean, literally, if this thing is just exploding to the point where, you know, all of a sudden players and others have had it, you think about your family, you know, you want to really make sure you're doing this the right way, you know, because now it's much more personal, and you've seen what's happening in other countries, but just the whole idea that it's come this close and just stunning isn't the right word. I mean, it's just crazy.
What concerns do you have right now for your team?
It's not about team. It's just about, you know, the country and life in general, you know. I'm concerned about, if now that we're not playing games, what about all the people who work here on an hourly basis? You know, we'll put together a program for them, but, you know, there's just so many things that go through your head, right? It's hard to know exactly what's right.
So according to all the reports, that was the plan. The minute they found out that one player ended up contracting the coronavirus, they would shut down the season. But the negotiations beforehand, or the talks that they had amongst owners, wasn't quite as rosy with some of the owners, and you can guess who were the issues. Matter of fact, this is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He said several teams were willing to put the games on hiatus, but the rest wanted to move forward eliminating fans from arenas to continue playing games. One team, however, wanted to keep the status quo until a governmental public mandate dictated change.
Who do you
change.
Think that was, Fred?
I'm going to guess that he is a sweet band.
The New York effing
indeed.
Knicks.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Yes, I can believe
Dude,
that.
Dude, you kick everyone out of your arena, and now you want to keep them in. What that guy, I mean, if he isn't forced to sell his team, then I mean, a pandemic is going on, and he wants to continue to keep people there. Just, you know what? Who cares about everyone getting sick in these large gatherings and what the government says?
And poor Johnny Wallgame. Any opportunity he had to broadcast is now out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're taking money out of his pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, Chris Mannix, who had his opinion that he doesn't see any optimism with the season continuing, there are people who, I guess, are insiders who are saying the opposite. As a matter of fact, Jackie McMullen, once again last night, said that she believes that the season will end up continuing, and it could end up being all the way into July or August. I don't see how you could do that. Maybe there would be an abbreviated type of playoff system that's being discussed. Who knows at this point? This is all obviously it's uncharted territory.
It depends on how fast you get a handle on this thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the other countries. It's going to take a while. So
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? I know that in China, I think it was the middle of January that they canceled their basketball league, and they just announced that it would start back up the second week of April.
Yep.
So, and China had draconian ways of getting rid of this. I mean, they forced people to stay in their houses. So who knows how long this is going to be. All I know is that this is going to be the ripple effect. As a matter of fact, right after John Wallach's headlines, we'll talk about the Bruins and how it affects their upcoming games and the NHL and a lot of the other leagues as well.
All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and lots of fun things going on in the world of sports.
Well, just moments after the NBA announced that they were going to suspend the season, much to Mark Cuban's surprise. That video is astounding. I mean, he's just sitting there going, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, you could see the shock on his face. The NHL was pressed to make a statement. They released something yesterday saying the National Hockey League is aware of the NBA's decision tonight to indefinitely suspend its season due to a player testing positive for the coronavirus. The NHL is continuing to consult with medical experts and is evaluating the options. We expect to have a further update tomorrow. Now, we've known for a while, at least a couple of days, that San Jose, they have been kind of on the forefront of not wanting there to be any big gatherings at any of their arenas. And that, of course, is the home of the San Jose Sharks, where the Bruins are set to play on March 21st. It was announced officially, if things continue to move on, that the Bruins-Sharks game will be played at an empty SAP Center. That's where they play. Broadcasters, media, and essential personnel were the only ones allowed to attend. So on television, you will be watching, or you might be watching, a game where there are no attendees. However, you saw yesterday, and Chris Mannix said it best, even before any of this happened, he predicted this. And it was something that was being discussed by the NBA so much that they were ready to go the second Rudy Gobert was found positive with the coronavirus. And that is, if one player in the league gets sick and has the coronavirus, then think about that. You have to quarantine not only that team, but the teams that they have played within the past week, because he might have contracted it at that time. So just think about it. That would take, you know, four or five teams already out of the equation. And then you think about the referees, all of the people, all the coaches that were there. The season's going to get shut down. It's going to. There's no question. And I believe it may even be before the end of our show this morning. That's a no-brainer decision, because the NBA made the right move when they did that. But if for some reason the regular season was to end today, or in the playoffs end up getting, you know, thrown out there. Like, I have a feeling that's probably more than likely what's going to happen, is that in 2 months or however long they believe it's going to take for everything to start back up, I think that they're going to come back with a smaller version of the playoffs, maybe best of five games, best of three. I don't know how they would do it, but here's the standings. And you would have Boston taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets as the standings are right now. That would be your first round opponent. On top of that, the NCAA, they announced that they are going to have games with no fans. I once again believe that that is something that will more than likely be canceled. Did you see the video of Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg yesterday?
He looked awful.
Yeah, he looked like he
in
was
in today's day and age of panic, when you just look at someone and he seems sick, Fred Hoiberg looked like he was about to fall over.
So he was taken to the hospital like immediately, and apparently they found out that he just had the flu. It was not the coronavirus. And also, reports are coming out now is that some players in the NBA were getting tested for the coronavirus when they were found to have like flu-like symptoms. Apparently Steph Curry got tested. He did not have it. So he was somebody who they actually got the kit. These guys obviously have a line on testing kits, because I don't know who else does. Like, well, do you get one?
The rich always have testing kits.
Well, it's true. I mean, it does seem
those are
way.
The kind of guys that get to go to the hospital just because they're dehydrated.
Yeah, I know. It is strange. Well, Major League Baseball has made a couple of moves. The state of California, they officially limited gatherings for the remainder of March to 250 people per the California Department of Health. That's got to, I mean, you would think that Disneyland's next, right? I mean, if that's the state of California saying that. The Dodgers, the Padres, and the A's will all have their home openers either move to alternate sites or postpone. You can't move them. That's like the dumbest. That was thrown out by the NBA. You can't just take, oh, well, if this area is infected, you know, it got too many infections, let's take the infected people and move them to a non-infected area just to make it worse. So expect probably postponements there as well. On top of that, this is kind of weird. And did you, you know, Italy's obviously they shut the country down, but the announcement yesterday was that all stores except pharmacies and food markets are now closed in response to the outbreak. Think about that. Every restaurant in Italy is closed. Think about that.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
The news is not going to be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're going to – I don't know how the NCAA can have a tournament. I mean, they can certainly suspend it, but I don't know if – I mean, I don't know if they can survive without doing the tournament. I mean, that brings in so much money.
Well, I think a lot of these schools already have a ton of money.
No, it's more along the lines of the TV money that the NCAA gets.
And there's a lot of
teams, no tournament, you know. No money from True TV, CBS, whoever else gets it. I mean, you have to hold the game to get the cash.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the NCAA has a huge decision to make.
Right.
Well, I mean, right now, that doesn't seem to be the important thing.
I understand that, but just for monetary survival, if you turn your back on hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue,
you think it's going to bankrupt Duke?
No, it's not Duke. It's the governing body.
Yeah.
So what will happen if they just
Duke
don't
and
have
Harvard? They have more.
You think that
of
the NCAA is going to all of a sudden just like not be a thing anymore? They're going to go out of business.
I think that it's going to severely hurt them and some of the smaller schools that are in the tournament. Yes, I think that could be a problem. And if you have 24 people, two refs, and then
doesn't the NCAA pay for the venue? Don't they pay for the venues that hold these things?
Yeah,
all the sub-regionals, they pay. All of these different buildings that come in, and we're going to, you know, pay for a new floor for everybody to put down.
It sucks. A lot of people are going to lose money. But, I mean, if you think that that's the impetus for them to do this when everyone else is canceling, you're crazy. They're not going to do that. They're not going to put – they're not going to – you know the PR hit you're going to take if somebody gets out there and gets the coronavirus?
I mean,
they're not going to do that. They're just not. A lot of people, unfortunately, are going to lose a lot of money, and that's just part of all
of
this.
Well, you could do that with 32 people. I mean, you could have a basketball game with 32 people.
One of them gets sick, what happens?
Then you would, I guess, cancel the games. But, I mean, up until that point, a crowd of 32 people is an overwhelmingly...
I think the NCAA will hold off until they have an NBA-type thing happen.
They're gonna wait until somebody actually gets the coronavirus.
That's what the NBA did.
And then you have to quarantine those. That's what they're gonna do.
That's what the NBA did.
Oh, that's insane. But now they have a precedent. Now they're looking at the NBA. They go, okay, well, this is something that could happen. We can't do the same thing.
NBA could have pulled the pin a lot sooner too. I mean, you see, it's been classified a pandemic. People getting sick left and right.
And that's the other thing. It was just yesterday classified a pandemic. I mean, if you're the NCAA, you can't sit and wait for a kid to get sick to cancel the entire thing.
If they were going to make an argument, though, they would say that maybe they would test everyone before the games. I mean, there's things you can do. I mean, certainly there's not going to be crowds. But, I mean, I guess you could test the players before the games and see what's going on there.
Yeah, if they can get the tests. I mean, sure. I mean, that's something that you probably could do. All the tests, you know, the refs. You have to test the refs. You'd have to test the coaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody involved, you'd have to test.
One guy with a thermometer.
And actually, they should do that anyway.
Standing right at the door as you walk in.
No, a corona test. Have to get up. Not the thermometer, because sometimes you don't even get a fever.
Yeah.
Yes. Matter of fact, Rudy Gobert was going to play. Like, he felt strong enough to actually play. And then he gave him that test.
Every time you say Rudy Gobert, I think of the guy who ran for mayor.
It's Rudy Moise.
Yeah, I think of Rudy Moise. Right?
Rudy Gobert.
Go get him, Rudy.
Well, now you're freaking me out.
Well, that's not me. That's just what's happening.
No, I want to go home.
Yeah, Rich really came in hot this morning. Usually it's you. Today, Rich came in really hot, and I felt kind of...
Well, that's because I gathered all the information.
No, but
everything happened last night. Fred went to bed before all this happened, so he's hearing it for the first time.
I didn't. I went to bed late. I know exactly what happened, and I still came in, you know, feeling okay, and then you came in as hot as I've seen you in a while, And now I, too, will admit I feel a little uneasy about things.
Yeah, the society needs a two-week timeout.
Yeah, Rich is saying no one should go outside for 2 weeks. And I understand your thinking, but I got to be
unsettling.
I know, it is unsettling.
Very unsettling.
But you agree that that's probably the only way to handle this, right?
I would, yes, to people to limit their access to
Well, it's people. Not limit, it's eliminate. I mean, that's the only way to do it.
You can't, I mean, okay, that's a great idea. There's no way, there's no one on the road. There's no way you can eliminate people. And I know what Rich is saying about, it was like martial law in China.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't do that here.
No, you just, if you are able to do it, and not even if you want to do it, like if you have the ability to do it, you need to work from home. You need to stay home.
I agree with
there's
that.
There's no reason to go in right now. There's
I agree with that.
If you can limit any kind of interaction outside, you know, where you are, then do it. And I mean, it was weird. I had a friend of mine who yesterday was at his son's parent-teacher conference. And in the middle of it was like in the middle of the day. So the school was closed that day, but you know, the parents go in. In the middle of it, someone came in and said, everybody out of the school. School's been canceled for for the time being, for the immediate future. And they're like, what? He said, well, apparently somebody who, like a parent at the school, works with someone who has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I mean, in the middle of the day, they just canceled school for the.
They canceled all my kids' activities. They haven't canceled school, but they've canceled all the kids' activities, which is a shame because it was the only thing I was looking forward to since I wasn't going to Aruba's coaching. And they've taken that away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to be working from home with them. That's right.
If you're the bankroll boys, you're sitting there like, what the hell am I going to bet on?
You don't think they'll be able to find something?
Oh, they'll find something.
Dan called and asked if he had to come in, and I was like, yeah, come in, you know, come in the building. Yeah. He was outside the parking lot.
Well, he's going to be over under when it comes back.
He drove all the way here and then asked.
He called from the parking lot. He's like, I'm outside. Should I come in?
You know there's like Turkish horse racing or something that they can bet on.
Sure.
There's also like, I think the main thing would be, next player to get tested for, like, what team are they on?
I'm sure there are odds for that.
Oh,
very macabre. Very macabre, but I mean, if you're degenerate.
So
I guess like some of these games, these college games, are already getting canceled. Like, I mean, because the reason is that I heard that today's degenerate special is out the window.
Oh, is that
as
right?
of a couple
really?
Minutes ago? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's no good.
No.
All right. Well, if you're in a pinch and you need something to do as you are
stuck
required
inside.
To stay home, we will have the bankroll boys in to give you at least something to look at. But yeah. I mean, if they close schools, that's fine. I just had my trainer go, are you coming in? I'm like, hell no, I'm not coming in, touching all that stuff.
No.
But, I mean, you got to be able to go to the grocery store, right?
Well, in Italy, that's one of the three things that's still open. It's the bank, it's the grocery stores, and it's the pharmacies.
Yeah, but it's madness. I mean, you see pictures of people riding public transportation with, like, garbage bags on and hazmat suits on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you rely on public transportation to get somewhere, are you going to take the train right now?
I'm not taking anything.
No, I would not take the train right now. Especially after talking to you. You got me all freaked out.
Yeah.
2 days ago, I thought this was a joke, and now it's all...
Now look at you.
Now no basketball.
Yeah. Now there's egg on my face. All right. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich.
Real quick, this is kind of funny. You know, Chris Long obviously played here and, everywhere else. He tweeted out something that maybe the bankroll boys be in on this. He said, esports is about to have it on lock. In a month, I'll be glued to a live stream of a dude in a Cedar Rapids basement playing Zelda. Might as well be the Super Bowl at that point.
Yeah.
It's going to be all over the place, man.
It's going to be fun doing this show.
And Dan made a great point as well. He's like, okay, so let's say everyone ends up staying at home and everyone's working from home and doing everything from home. And
working in quotations.
Working in quotations from home. He was saying, everyone's going to be streaming Netflix. Everyone's going to be going online, going to adult sites all at the same time. Can the internet actually hold that? Can they take that much? Can they take that much
traffic?
That much traffic
for
at the
long
same
amounts
time.
Of time, all at the same time.
Pornhub is made for that, baby. They can take on the world. Josh, go ahead.
So I have two reasons why you're not going to be able to shut everything down. The first one is, what happened in Watertown when they tried shutting it down for the Boston bomber for 12 hours? People were suing for civil liberties. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing is, so I work in the trash industry. If you shut down the trash, it's going to be a mess really fast. What happens when you forget to put out your barrel? A week later, it's everywhere. It'll just create more of a health hazard than with coronaviruses, I would think.
Well, first of all, I mean, if you're comparing what happened with the Watertown thing to a pandemic, or if you step outside, and by the way, this is obviously something that they hope is not mandatory. They hope it's where you volunteer to stay home. I don't think anyone's going to sue for you know, having to non-mandatorily quarantine themselves. I think it's a completely different story. But the trash, man, the trash. Yeah, it's going to suck. You have a lot of trash. It's going to suck. But you might live.
I'm willing to swim in
trash for 2 weeks.
They
don't die.
They can't make people stay home. They can't.
They're not going to. But, you know, and no one wants them to become China. But it's the right thing to do. Like, it's the right thing to do. And it seems right now, until they have answers, this is really the only answer.
Kyle, go ahead.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
What up?
So listen, there's a lot of leaked videos and news coming out from China yesterday, and this is a lot worse than what people are saying here. So basically in China right now, the rates are so high that the hospitals are filling up to the point where there's people outside in the street, in the corridors, and they're dying. And the bodies can't be tended to for days. So they're in the corridors of the hospital, there's dead bodies right now just laying there. That they can't get rid of for 2 days. The doctors haven't left the hospital in over 2 weeks. They're being forced to wear diapers, work 12 hours on the clock, sleep at the hospital, eat in increments. They're not allowed to use the bathroom until their shift is over. Also, right now, they are going door to door wearing hazmat suits. The military is testing people. If they have a temperature, they're stripping them from their homes, throwing them in vans, and getting them to quarantined areas. There are also videos, and this is real stuff, videos of them welding apartment block main doors shut so that people cannot leave. Keep in mind, this is communist China.
Yeah, this
right.
is communist.
When this thing started, there was a doctor who released information late December, and the government was doing all they can to silence the information in China. And the outbreak has gotten so bad now that there's reports saying that there's so many cases that they cannot keep up. They've run out of test kits. They've run out of, safety, PPE, protective equipment to be able to give their doctors and stuff. It's kind of gotten to the point in China where it's too far gone, and it's reaching here.
Turn that stuff off, man. Just turn it off. Do the right thing. Just stay away from people. That's all you got to do right now. That stuff is just going to drive you insane. That part of the internet, just turn it off. All you can do is control what you can control. Remember that movie, The Martian? You said you solve one problem, and then you solve another one. And if you solve enough problems, all of a sudden, you get home. That's what you do. Just first problem is, don't go into work if you don't have to. Stay away from people. That's it. On top of that, the fact that there's not testing out there, that there's not tests available in the United States of America is insane. That is insanity. So that's problem number two. Get the tests readily available. One problem, then the next, then the next. Don't look down at that big, don't let that spook you out. Stay home. Watch some Netflix. Lock up the internet. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
sing your stupid song while you're doing the thing.
I know. They have that in the bathroom, and I wanted to rip it off the mirror.
They do. It's up there. That's right. By the way, I never knew the lyrics to that Lizzo song until I read it on the thing right there.
All I wanted to seethe in anger that someone did that. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.